Right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our pre-close briefing. We should be connected to London, and I think we're on summit. So I'm going to get moving straight away. I think it's just past 10 o'clock, and let's get going. I think if we start off and recognize what kind of environment we've been in over the last 6 months, I think it is an environment where clearly the operating fundamentals have been improving, and in some spaces improving a lot, in others, you know, still tracking perhaps marginally downwards, but still activity levels quite a lot below historic trends. And I think that what you really faced up with in this environment is the impact on the real economy of the financial crisis, and the fact that one has seen more people in trouble than one would have historically expected, but the capital markets have started returning back to normal, although I doubt whether they're exactly normal yet. Overall, we expect our profits to be lower than the first half of last year. If you remember last year, our first half, we had quite a reasonable first half. It was equivalent to the first half of the previous financial year, so we would expect profits to be lower. And we did give you a trading update of the first quarter recently, so you should be well informed on that. Our UK and European profits are actually ahead of last year, and our South African behind, and Australian still well behind as a consequence of a higher level of impairments. What we said to you at the last trading update or the results presentation was that there were a number of things that we were concentrating on doing, and one was to moderate loan growth. And you can see our loans grew by about 3%, more or less flat in home currency, but up in sterling. Our customer deposits, we said we'd conserve liquidity and build customer deposits. Our customer deposits grew by 16% during the period. And our third-party assets under management have also grown quite strongly by 19%, and I'll give some colour on that in a moment. I think we've maintained a disciplined focus on managing risk, building liquidity, and building capital. And I think we did say we preserved liquidity, but what we've seen over the last while is that there's been a very strong build-up in liquidity, and that as a consequence, our balance sheet looks particularly sound. It's lowly leveraged, and the leverage is even reduced in this period as lending has been quite muted. And I think that our diversified business model has continued to deliver a stable performance in what can still consider to be a fairly challenging environment, although, as I said earlier, improving quite a lot. I think if you look at the build-up of liquidity, and we've had a very, very successful launch of retail investment type, savings type products, both in the UK and South Africa, you can see that our liquidity is built up now. Our cash and near cash was about £6.6 billion as of yesterday, and we're taking in an average of £200 million a month in the UK in various forms of retail products, and we've been taking since we've accelerated our assault on retail deposits in South Africa. We've taken about 1.7 billion rand a month, and as a consequence, with very little loan growth, you've seen a very strong build-up in liquidity from the end of March, and certainly from the troughs of life after Lehman's blew approximately a year ago. So this side of the balance sheet is built up very strongly. I think on the capital front, in November we changed our capital targets, and we increased our Tier 1 target to 11%. We said we hope to achieve that by the end of 2010. Well, in South Africa, we've achieved it as we stand here right now, and we do expect to be at that sort of level by the end of September. Total capital target of 14.2 and Tier 1 target of 11. And in the PLC silo, our total capital is about 15.8, and we expect our Tier 1 to be about 10.9. So I think that we're very close to actually achieving that objective. I think obviously in this environment, one of the issues that, and I would guess it's the only issue that one would really have is that you have a high level of impairments as a consequence of a much weaker economic cycle. And we have seen that sort of starting to stabilize in terms of the pace of increase in impairments. But certainly, it's still a factor for this particular financial year. As we said to you in September, I mean in March, at the end of March, in May, when we announced that impairments will still be order of the day in this particular financial year. We do expect the credit loss ratio for this trading period to be between 0.95 and 1.1. And so that still is a factor, but you know, balanced against the balance sheet and the rest of life, I think that we've managed this cycle fairly well up to now. I think if you look at the leverage, core loans to capital, it's down from 6.2 to 5.8. I think core loans to customer deposits, and that's if we take out core loans that are classified, that are have been securitized, is 0.9. That's, in other words, our customer deposits cover our core loans by 10%. And I don't think you find too many banks around the world with that ratio. Our total gearing is 12.1. Again, you know, South African banks are geared between 12 and 14. But if you look at international banks, they're still 30 to 60. So I think that, you know, again, that is why South Africa has managed the cycle a lot better than many global peers. And I think that total gearing, if we exclude securitized assets, is 10.7. So still a lowly leveraged balance sheet. I think if we look at the income statement, and this is what you will see, is that clearly our net interest income with flat loan, with no loan growth and much lower actual interest rates will be negatively impacted. If you look at the average interest rates across our all our geographies are down by about 4% in each of them over this in this period compared to last year. Interest rates only really got cut globally from October last year, and South Africa from November last year. So I think that that has had a negative impact on our net interest income. We have had a lower levels of activity, as I said earlier, and that would have resulted in a decline in fees and commissions receivable. On the positive side, we have been able to take advantage of dislocated credit markets, and that has bolstered revenue from principal transactions. And recurring income as a percentage of operating income is expected to be around 65%. Expenses are expected to be flattish, in home currency down, but in sterling flat. And net operating income after expenses is expected to be marginally down. So I think from that information, you guys can work out fairly well where one expects life to be. I think on private banking, I think they've done exceptionally well in building the deposit franchise. Clearly, levels of activity have been exceptionally low, and this is the area where impairments would have had the biggest impact, as the individual is probably very much affected by what is going on in the world in terms of the real economy. So they've had a tough trading period, and they will be significantly lower than the previous year. I think if we look at our private client business, I think that that's held up fairly well. Obviously, income and activity levels have been lower, but they're performing marginally behind the previous year. They've seen quite a strong uplift in funds under management of 11%. That's ignoring any movement in funds under management in Rensburg Shepherd. That's just Investec in South Africa is up actually more than 11%. It's up 25%. But if you add Rensburg, but we can't tell you where Rensburg is in life, but one will be sure that in this environment, their funds under management will have gone up as a consequence of a strong shift in market levels. Capital markets have had reasonable levels of activity across their advisory businesses. Some of the trading activities have been impacted by a lower rate environment and declining volatility. And there has been an uptick in impairments in this business as relative to the 6 months of last year, not relative to the second half of last year. I'm talking relative to the 6 months of last year, September, not relative to the second half of last year, which was a significantly worse, weaker trading period. And they've also been able to take advantage. That's the business we would take advantage of what has been going on in credit markets. And they are actually, as a consequence, performing ahead of the first half of last year in 2009. Their loan portfolios were flat, down 1%. And most of that is currency and translation of various currencies. So it has been quite hard to originate loans. I mean, many people say that banks are not lending, but I think the reality is that people aren't borrowing more than banks are not lending. So I think that just gives you a summary of those businesses. I think if you look at Kensington is performing reasonably well, much to the surprise of most of you, as house prices stabilised. The book has come down by £300 million, and arrears have increased marginally as the book becomes more seasoned, but the LTV has improved slightly as a consequence of an uptick in house prices over the last few months, as you would have read every time you read the FT. So there has been quite a lot of improvement and stabilisation in that particular space. I think we look at investment banking. Agents' activity levels have started to improve. This will not yet be reflected in this month. I just know that our divisions are very busy, but it will not come through in this trading period's earnings, but we're starting to see a lot more activity in the agency and the advisory businesses. I think on the principal investing side, South Africa still performed well. Again, we have pretty good assets there that are generating good cash flows in this type of environment, and that's held up their performance. In the UK, you're still impacted by the consolidation of those two investments, although the one is now moving, you know, starting to improve quite significantly. The other is a developing business, and we'll still see some losses from those businesses in this particular period. But certainly, life is improving a lot on that front. I think asset management, assets under management are up about 25%. They have had record net inflows, approximately £2 billion year to date, across a broad set of investment strategies. I think that they will still be behind the first half of last year because equity markets were, on average, still quite a lot higher as we for this trading period than they were last year. But there is significantly improved earnings momentum, which one should start expecting in the second half of this year. So very happy with where life is going there. On the property side, I think we're having a reasonable performance from our investment property portfolio. There are lots of opportunities for value enhancement in that particular portfolio, and we have been taking advantage of those opportunities. I think, obviously, the property market has been weaker as a consequence of what has happened in the global world, but certainly if anything that is rent producing that has held up pretty well. And I think that we are looking out for opportunities in the space. I think we clearly remain focused on trying to build our property funds business around the world. We have a fair amount of money that we still have to invest, but this is certainly an area that we're going to concentrate on in terms of building this activity. On the central funding side, I think we've had a weaker performance in South Africa as a consequence of the lower yield on our surplus cash as rates have dropped off quite significantly in this last 6 months. We've had a good performance in the UK as a consequence of our debt purchase program, and our central costs are in line with the first half of last year. So that gives you a background of what we expect, where we think earnings are in the relative business, where we think they're going to be. I think the tax rate is still a bit lower than the normal run rate. It's at 20%, and the expected number of shares in issue is about 669 million weighted number of shares in issue. So I guess looking back on the past 2 years of trading, and I think for us, the difficult period started perhaps in August 2007 when the capital market started collapsing, we had to adopt a very defensive strategy. I think it was important that we concentrated on making sure our balance sheet was sound by increasing our capital and conserving our liquidity. I think we've clearly, very clearly done both of those, and I think that has held us in good stead for where one goes now. We see that the financial system has started stabilising. You can feel it out there. You can feel that the fear is dissipating quite quickly and that people are getting back into business. And I think we are now turning our attention on moving our organisation from defensive mode back onto the front foot, in a measured way, because I don't think we're going to see the euphoria that one saw from perhaps 2003, 2004 to 2007. But certainly we think that there are a lot of opportunities for us to take advantage of in our operating of businesses and maybe outside of them. But that's, you know, right across our core geographies. And that's our mindset right now, is, you know, getting the business back onto the front foot as opposed to having been in very defensive mode over the last 2 years. And that, as a consequence, we believe that our geographic positioning, our operational diversity, our strong balance sheet, we will be taking all that into account. We should be able to continue to navigate a steady course. So that's really the story. I said to Michael, yeah, he says, what are you going to tell us? So I said, well, we're just going to tell you what we've been telling you, because there's nothing more to tell you. And I think we've been communicating with you consistently every 2 months, and there should be no shocks. And there are no shocks. This is exactly what we said we would do, and that's what we've done. So we now finish the briefing and ready for questions. I'll start off in South Africa. Ruby, we'll always let you open the batting.
Thanks, Mr. Kosoff. Mr. Kosoff,
I think I plant you, eh?
Well, isn't that true?
Huh?
Okay.
Now, last time I saw you at Melrose Arch, just after we had a presentation, you didn't come to it. What were you doing in Melrose Arch?
I'll tell you privately.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Kosoff, could you give some detail of this debt purchase program? It suggests that you're buying distressed assets, paying pence on the pound. I'd like to hear a little more about it, please.
We made an announcement. I will send you a copy of the announcement. We bought back some of our own debt, but we'll send you a copy of the announcement.
Thank you.
Okay. Send him a copy of the announcement, please. Have we got your email address? Okay. Well, Ronnie, you were going to ask something, and then I've got... Okay, you next, Ronnie, after.
Just a question on the dividend policy. Clearly, yeah, your capital position has improved significantly. So just looking forward, what sort of dividend cover are you looking at?
Well, yeah, we gave you our range, and we're going to stay within that range. And obviously, there's a lot of noise out there about, you know, capital for banks and things like that. And we've got to, you know, wait for all these new so-called rules, if I can call them that, to come out. So I think we'll stay on the conservative end of life for the time being, until such time as we know exactly what the new rules of the game are going to be. Because we, you know, we don't know that yet. There's just talk, and the G20 is saying this and they're saying that, but we don't know what they're going to say until they come out with it. So I think we have to stay on the conservative side of the range at this point in time. Ronnie.
Where are the opportunities in the main? Is this from the public sector, the private sector? Could you sort of give us quantify or put some sort of colour as to where you think the opportunities and prospects are over the, let's say, over the next 12, 13 months?
Well, I guess generally speaking, you've had a lot of damage to the financial system. It's now been stabilised. The competitive landscape is going to shift as a consequence of that. Some people are not going to do what they were doing before. Other people are going to do more of what they're doing. So we just say that once you've been through this cycle, people re-look at themselves and say, well, now what are we going to be going forward? And we think that there is adjustment taking place, and there will be adjustment. You may not feel it in South Africa as much because there wasn't trauma here in South Africa. But when you get to England and other parts of the world, there was a lot of damage in the system. And there will be a shifting landscape. And we think that we're well positioned to take advantage of maybe some opportunity. Maybe they won't arrive, but in the shifting landscape. And then, you know, clients. You know, what are clients going to do? Some are going to be more defensive. Some are going to be more aggressive. And, you know, we think that there's going to be activity levels as people try to take advantage of whatever's going on.
Steve, I mean, as we see more and more confidence perhaps returning to the mining sector, do we see opportunities in terms of funding, new issues, the junior platinum mines, looking at the infrastructure expansion? Those numbers must look pretty large. There must be some really great opportunities going forward there.
I think there are opportunities in lots of sectors. I don't think you have to just highlight in the mining space. I think there are opportunities, and some of them are more risky than others. And obviously, the world having been through what it's been through, one is going to stay away from things that are very risky that don't have cash flow. So I think that's the big lesson to learn again from this kind of environment, is where things don't have cash flow, you know, stay away from them, because you can't navigate a storm without cash flow, or clients can't navigate a storm without cash flow. But, you know, line by line, you know, we're opportunistic firms, so we'll see what opportunities are out there. But it's not any specific area. What we're saying is that, you know, we're open for business. We're not moving out of defensive mode. We won't be perhaps very aggressive, but we'll move out of defensive mode. Back onto the front foot.
Stephen, can you just comment on the sort of latest read you have on the commercial property exposure in the UK, and particularly offshore? You know, there's obviously still quite a lot of concern there. Are you seeing that in your arrears numbers and the recent trends?
We haven't seen a big shift in our arrears numbers there over the last while. And I've got my colleague here, Sam Hackner, who's got a fund that buys property in Europe, and every time they bid for a property, they get outbid by someone else. So, you know, you guys have to watch the drama queens in this world. Yes, there are probably some structures that are very heavily geared and the cash flow's dried up, or the covenants that cause trouble. But anything that is okay, where there's a decent tenant, is holding up. We're actually in a structure that the banks, you know, they shoot themselves in the foot with these mark-to-market covenants, because then they force a problem situation. You know, those kinds of situations can blow up, but I think people are being sensible. More questions? And I'm going to go to London after.
Laurent Benet, BNP Paribas, good morning. I would like to know, for the UK, you are eligible to the UK government rescue scheme. Since microindicators seem to go and be better, do you intend to do a recourse on this UK government rescue scheme or not?
Well, you know, we're taking £200 million of retail money a month, so which some of it is very long dated. So, you know, and I just showed you our build-up of cash, and we can't lend money, so I'm not sure we are eligible, but whether we want to use it or not, you know, the only thing you'd use it for is to stretch your liability book.
Yeah. Okay. Another question, if I can permit, it's about UK. You mentioned that you want to take advantage and strengthen your position in your core geographical area. What is your strategy about UK? Do you look at additional area for acquisition? What's your view on that?
Well, I think, you know, we obviously have looked at a lot of things, but we haven't bought anything, because the things that are for sale still would not suit us. But certainly, if something fits into our overall business and it's easily integratable, it's something we could look at.
Okay,
but right now, we haven't done anything, because nothing has suited us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to buy for the sake of buying. But clearly, if there's something that fits into what we want, that fits into one of our divisions, like asset management, private banking, in the investment bank, we rather, you know, build teams. Like, we hired a team from Dresdner in March last year, this year. You know, rather bring in teams. But in private banking or asset management or private client portfolio management, you know, we would look at things.
Thank you.
More questions? Can I go to London? Bernard? Brad?
Good morning. Could I ask if there's been any movement in the proportion of loans that are in arrears where no impairment has yet been taken?
You're asking if there's movement in loans in arrears where no impairment has been taken. You're saying, have we got clients who moved into arrear where no impairment is taken? Is that the question? Because we certainly would have some. Will we have enough collateral?
No. Of the balance of clients that are in arrears where no impairment has been taken, maybe because there's very substantial collateral cover or something like that, has there been a shift in the number of clients or the outstanding balances that are in arrears where you felt as yet there's no need to take impairment?
We would have situations like that where we're well collateralized, where clients have gone into default, but we have a lot of collateral, and where we would not have had to take an impairment. Yeah. We'll clearly have situations like that. More questions? Brad?
Stephen, no more from the side.
Okay. Becca, South Africa? Ruby, you finished, huh? Okay. You just want that copy of that thing. Any more questions in South Africa? Okay, thanks very much, and we'll see you in November.